world has changed since INGOs became prominent actors on the global stage. The current model of INGO seems no longer fit for purpose. The Ringo Social Lab, reimagining the international NGO, brings together group influencers, thinkers, leaders, and disruptors from across civil society around the world in the quest to reimagine the role of INGOs and global civil society. In this series, we explore the future of global civil society through the lens of the Ringo Project. The podcast series is produced by Disrupt Development, the world's first post-growth innovation academy in global development.
Hi, my name is Barbara van Paassen, and I've been asked to share with you my story and ideas on some of the challenges and opportunities that global civil society, and especially INGOs, are facing. I do this building on my own experience in the development, human rights, and environmental justice space. I currently support changemakers in their work for social justice, whilst exploring ways to improve the world of changemaking. I have a deep love for changemaking and for the people working so hard to bring about social change. And at the same time, I see a strong need to do better, to organize ourselves differently. This is one of the reasons I joined the Ringo Lab. I'm also an Atlantic Fellow on Social and Economic Equity at the London School of Economics and the host of a podcast called People Versus Inequality. Today, I would like to share with you why I think a feminist approach to addressing the challenges and the opportunities is crucial, and that in order to do so, we need to learn from Global South feminists who have been paving the way. But before I do so, I want to share some important experiences and insights in my journey, as I think it might help to understand where I'm coming from. Growing up in a wealthy place, I'm from the Netherlands, I've always sought to understand what role I can play and should play in addressing the injustices of the world. Going to Peru at 18, I learned about the challenges of outsiders' roles at a young age, and I used my studies to explore this question. I soon realized that to tackle inequality and injustice, there is a real need for my own country and the global north at large to change their policies and practice vis-a-vis the global south, and that we need global solidarity and collaboration to get there. For many years, I had the privilege of building on this insight when I was working with ActionAid in the Netherlands. First as a policy advisor on women's land rights, and later as a head of policy and campaigns. It was great to be working closely with colleagues from across the globe towards shared objectives and see it make an impact. I learned a great deal about how change happens, about the importance of people power, joint strategizing, and of understanding the ways gender, race, and other constructs intersect. I learned what it means to shift power within organizations, the challenges it comes with, and the importance of practicing feminist leadership, including the need for Global North and white folks like myself to step back more often. However much I loved it, 3 years ago, I quit my job to take some time to reflect on the work and on change more generally. I felt there was never enough time for this on the job and that I was becoming too institutionalized, something that doesn't go well with my need for autonomy. I took this time to explore why it is so hard for many of us to take that space, which I consider crucial to being effective, healthy, and happy. Of course, I found there are many reasons for this at personal, institutional, sectoral, and even societal level. The past 3 years also gave me the opportunity to work with all kinds of organizations, allowing me a sneak peek in many kitchens and seeing how they face similar challenges, how much there is to learn from each of them, and how much more we could be doing together. Building on these experiences and the need to review the role of Global North counterparts particularly, I see three main areas of learning from Global South feminists. The first is about shifting power. If we're serious about this, why not take our cues from those who have faced power imbalances most prominently, who have done critical power analysis for so many years, and who build their strategies of inclusion, resistance, and collaboration on a good understanding of visible, hidden, and invisible power? Of course, I cannot generalize, but I see many organizations who could learn a great deal from the likes of CREA, Jazz, and others. Being aware of own power and privilege and the many ways it plays out is a constant learning process, I find. And so is trying to shift power in a world that is still deeply colonial and increasingly complex. At the same time, I think there is often too little investment in doing all this properly and in the capacities for doing so. The second area of learning is about solidarity. If we are serious about global solidarity, about standing with those on the front lines, those facing most discrimination, we need to be serious about listening to what they think we should be doing and to challenge our own assumptions and publicly support their cause, even or especially if one thinks it's too radical or politically tricky. It is something I have often seen and was reminded of by several guests on my podcast. Northern NGOs need to be very careful not to support positions that harm Global South communities. And they need to be willing to speak out on the injustices that they see. The third and last area of learning is about putting people and care at the center. I've seen how important it is for people to be seen, heard, and cared for, and how the cause or organizational concerns can take precedence, with people getting frustrated or burned out as a result. Feminists have long advocated the importance of care for our communities, environment, and also for the people we work with. I wish for organizations to be more deliberate about putting people and care at the center, to explore different collective leadership and decision-making models so that people feel heard and really part of the change, and to find ways to create more time and space for critical self-reflection, for learning, for creativity and well-being. I think all this requires changes at all levels and tackling many institutional obstacles, but I would argue it's worth it. These are the ideas I want to share with you today. I think this journey is only getting started, and there are many, many questions to address, but also that the long history of feminist work is a great starting point. Exploring this further is definitely one of my priorities for this year, so feel free to get in touch if you're interested. Thank you so much for listening. Keep up the work and take care. Ciao.
Would you like to learn more about the Ringo Social Lab? Check out the link in the description for more information. Thank you for listening. You listened to the podcast channel of Disrupt Development, the world's first post-growth innovation academy in global development. We work as trusted innovation advisors and thought partners to our clients, working with you to develop customized strategies, launch new initiatives, and improve the impact of your work.